Number 67. Traditional architecture. True evaluation of anything is difficult and subjective, says Charles Allnutt, director of AQ Historical Society. People have strong views on preserving traditional architecture, but the old city is becoming evanescent, and soon it will evaporate completely. If that happens, we will eviscerate a vital part of our culture. The normally even-tempered Allnutt began to evince a certain excitability as he spoke. Walking through the old city can evoke memories or feelings. Nothing modern is ever as evocative. This will only exacerbate people's feelings of alienation in a city. I think that's an exaggeration, claims Heinrich Strasser, the city's chief urban planner. Every place has to evolve. Even in the old city, things have changed. After all, people don't use an ewer in the kitchen anymore, or keep ewes in their courtyards. When questioned about the numerous evictions in favor of modernization, he is evasive. We don't want to evict anyone, he says, but this is an inevitable and eventual consequence of modernization. Nothing is everlasting. The new buildings will not be exclusive. This is a completely partial and even-handed action. The former tenants are welcome to move into the new apartments. We're not trying to exclude anyone. I don't see anything exceptionable about this, said Mayor Waldo Leidecker, in a public and impassioned exclamation of support for his advisor. The new buildings are built to exact specifications. Strasser has always exceeded my expectations as an urban planner, and he excels at his job. He is an exacting boss, but that yields him exceptional results. The mayor is not exaggerating about his skills, exclaimed Allnutt, clearly exasperated. But instead of merely trying to exalt his political ally, he should be listening to the people. He won't hear any exaltation from them. Just because the rooms are bigger, or the new floors are more even. Strasser's exactitude leads him to ignore the spirit of the people and concentrate only on the buildings. Allnutt also claims that the mayor doesn't understand the difference between moderation and excess. Then he proceeded to read aloud a controversial newspaper excerpt, claiming the Exchequer is investigating Strasser for the possible evasion of excise taxes. Whether it's true or not, this man clearly misunderstands the soul of the city. Traditional buildings should never be torn down, except when there are ruins discovered and we need to excavate. Strasser doesn't understand this. We don't want a man like him redesigning and then destroying where we live.